Have you ever heard of a Blanco Cristalino? Most people think Cristalinos only come after aging. Reposado, Añejo, Extra Añejo. But Tequila Trujillo did something completely different. They created what they proudly call the world's first Blanco Cristalino. Today, I'm reviewing it, and we'll talk about whether it really deserves a place in your glass. Tequila Trujillo has been in agave since 1969. For decades, their family supplied agaves to some of Mexico's most renowned tequila brands. Then one day, they decided to carve out a path on their own and make history with a new category. This bottle, Trujillo Crystal, represents a vision. At the distillery, I got to see the production up close. It begins with a very traditional and artisanal brick ovens for cooking, roller mill for extraction, fermentation in stainless steel tanks without fibers. But then the process shifts to a little bit more of an industrial side. Distilled in both copper pots and column stills and finished with carbon filtration, what they call an active carbon bath. The result, a tequila that's crystal clear and labeled as a Blanco Cristalino. I did a full interview with Juan Manuel Trujillo about their process and family story. Be sure to check it out on the channel to dive a little deeper. Okay, let's pour a glass and dive into the nose of this one. On the nose, I pick up a little bit of pear, some mint, a little bit of citrus, maybe some olive, touch of agave. Has an interesting nose, but it's a little bit muted compared to, say, their Manifesto or their regular Tohono. All right, on the palate, let's see what we get. I get some pear, I get some oregano, I get some mint, a slightly metallic note. The body is really light and the flavors are really clean. Finish doesn't last very long. It's sweet, it's got a little bit of mintiness to it, and then it does have a nice sweetness. I don't pick up anything fake. I don't get any like weird flavors that I would normally pick up on a Cristalino. What's interesting for me is this could really be an entry-level Blanco for people who are used to those really sweetened and artificially softened tequilas. Instead of piling on additives, Trujillo relies on filtration to create this smooth sip while still keeping the natural agave character. It's definitely a different take. So what do you think? Should Cristalinos even exist in a Blanco category? Should Cristalinos exist at all? Is this breaking tradition? Drop your thoughts in the comments. If you want to hear directly from the Trujillo family, don't miss my interview with Juan Manuel Trujillo. It's linked in the description. I'll tell you what though, if you get a chance to visit their distillery and go to Casa Trujillo, it is amazing. 34 of these awesome bedroom apartments. And then on top, you've got a fire pit. It's amazing. The view's amazing. The grounds are amazing. The hacienda is amazing. I think I just said amazing too much, but it's really cool. Check it out. If you enjoy learning about tequila, hit the subscribe button. Share this video with your fellow tequila fans. Actually, hit me up with any questions that you have. If there's a tequila that you haven't heard me review or talk about, leave it in the comments and I will. Thanks for tuning in and salute to the world's only Cristalino Blanco.